弟兄姐妹大家平安。
And peace to all the brothers and sisters.
今天晚上聚集在教会，一起来聆听神的道理，愿主耶稣祝福我们。
And today that we're gathered here in the Church of God, may God bless us as we hear the message.
小丽现在奉主的圣名，跟大家来查考面对失败事实的转机。
And in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, now we are going to share about the topic of facing the turning point of difficulty.
失败是我们在人生旅程当中，不管在教会、在社会上、在家庭里面，都会经历过的，都会有的经验。
And no matter in our homes or in the church, we will encounter failure in all these different aspects of our life.
我们人生的学习过成长的过程就是一个学习的过程。
And as we live our life, it is also a learning process.
很多时候我们一开始都 不会知道，等到我们遇到挫折失败的时候，我们才恍然大悟，哦，原来是怎么一回事。
And before we might not realize it, but until we encounter a failure or difficulty, then we come to realization.
哦，所以有时候我们在尝试过程里面遇到失败，其实这个就是能够导向成功的一个契机。
And how so? Sometimes when we encounter failure, it begins the turning point for us to become successful.
所以一个有智慧、聪明的人，他就是懂得怎么去面对这个失败的事实。
And so a person who is wise, is able to face their failures.
然后将这个失败的事实化成成功的机会。
And to use their failures to become a point of success for them.
本来从失去福气的这个状态，能够转换成满得神恩典的机会。
From a part in their life when they have failed to a time when they are able to have success.
所以圣经里面他告诉我们，有一些事实上是很实际的生活教导。
And so in the Bible, there are many practical teachings for our life.
但是这些教导隐含在圣经里面，各种不同的故事里面。
However, these teachings are hidden within the various stories in the Bible.
从旧约圣经到新约圣经，我们查考的时候会发现，有许多的圣徒，他们在人生要结束以前留下一番非常重要的告白，就是他们的最后的话语。
And from the Old Testament to the New Testament, we can see that the saints in the Bible often leave a farewell speech at the end of their life.
不管是他们即将要走完人生的旅程，或者是他们面对一个阶段，工作结束之后，他们对所关爱的百姓留下一番非常重要的话语。
Whether it is because they have it is the end of their life, or that they have finished their work, they will leave some words for the people of God.
那这一些信息呢，成为我们每一个世代的基督徒不断重复来思考的一些教导。
And these messages become teachings for the generations of Christians.
你看，在创世纪雅各他要离开世界以前。
And so if we look in Genesis, when Jacob is about to leave the world,
他就一一的为他的这些后代子孙祝福，预言他们将即将会有的结果。
And he blesses and prophesies, gives prophecy about his sons.
那到生命记，摩西他要结束人生的时候。
And in the book of Numbers, when Moses is about to end, oh, in book of Deuteronomy, when Moses is about to end his, at the end of his life.
第三十二章开始呢，就描述摩西最后的话。
In 三十一。
三十二。
Oh, in chapter 32, it talks about the last words of Moses.
那摩西所讲的话也很感人。
And the words of Moses are very moving.
到了约书亚带领百姓的时候。
And when Joshua leads the people.
约书亚记二十四章。这是约书亚他最后的话语。
And in Joshua chapter 24, those are the last words of Joshua.
他年老，他即将离开世界了。
In his old age, he is about to leave the world.
神交给他的工作，他基本上也做完了。
And the work that God gave him, he's almost done.
他留下了一篇非常坚定的信息给他的子孙。
And he leaves a very message for his people.
特别是看到后代。
Especially for the next generation.
二十四章的十五节，他说：“你们要做什么选择，你们自管去选。但是我跟我的家，我们一定要 敬拜这位独一的真神。
And in Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, Joshua tells the people that you can choose for yourself, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
那这就是我们今天很多人的心愿。
And this is oftentimes the heart of many of us.
我们其实我们每一个人都可以自由做选择。
Actually, all of us, we have the freedom to choose.
我们要选择遵循听从神的话，或者是走我们自己的路，最后我们都要面对一个结果，自己要承担。
Whether or not we choose to follow the word of God or our own path, we all have to face the consequences of our choices.
在新约圣经里面，你看，当主耶稣要离开世界以前，他也在约翰福音十七章为百姓、为他的门徒做了一番非常重要的祷告。
In the New Testament, Jesus Christ also makes a very important prayer in John chapter 17 for his disciples.
使徒保罗他结束他的宣道旅程，他要离开以弗所的时候，你看，他要离开这个他的那个工作，他的那个宣道的这个地点的时候，他把以弗所长老都叫来了。
And when Paul, when he is about to leave the church in Ephesus, he calls the elders of the church.
然后他在使徒行传二十章呢，把他这个整个服事传福音的这个心情都讲得非常的清楚。
And in Acts chapter 20, Paul speaks very clearly about his ministry to them.
那到了提摩太后书第四章，他要离开这个世界以前，你看他讲的那个话也是这么样的坚定，他很相信他这个人生是非常有意义的。
And in 2 Timothy, when it's at the end of his life, we can see Paul is so steadfast and that he knows he has his hope.
然后他就勉励所有的基督徒都要把这个传福音的工作放在他们的生命里。
And he encourages all of the believers at the time to put preaching the gospel in their life.
那所以这个就是当一个人要结束人生以前，他都会留下一番很重要的劝勉，让后代人不断去思考他们留下的榜样。
And so for a people that when they're about to leave the earth, we can see that they all give an encouragement for the next generation.
今天晚上我们从撒母耳记上第十二章来看看撒母耳他要结束他人生的时候，他所讲的最后的一番劝勉的话。
And so tonight we are going to use 1 Samuel chapter 12 to look at the final address of Samuel.
这是撒母耳他年老的时候，他将他一份这个神给他的一份职分把他留给扫罗王之后，他所讲的一番话语。
And so after passing on the work to King Saul, these are the words of Samuel.
撒母耳他很特殊的具备了审判官，就是士师，又是先知，又是祭司三种角色在他身上。
So Samuel is very special in that he has three roles as a prophet, as a priest, and as a judge.
那所以基本上他有行政领导权。
So he actually has authority to to rule.
然后他事实上像法官要审判百姓的案件。
At the same time, he's also a judge for the people.
他也是神的先知，神的话语传给他，让他去传达给百姓知道。
He's also a prophet of God, and that he speaks the word of God to the people.
众百姓都知道神立撒母耳做先知的。
And all the people know that God has made Samuel his prophet.
从撒母耳小的时候，他都知道了。
From the time when he was small, they knew this.
他一直担任这个角色，直到他年老离世的时候。
And he played this role until the day that he died in his old age.
同时，撒母耳也是祭司。
At the same time, Samuel is also a priest.
他是站在神面前为百姓祷告献祭赎罪的人物。
And he stands before God before the people to pray for them.
那所以。那个撒母耳呢，他一辈子呢，其实在百姓的心目中，他这个人是非常忠心的。
And so in front of all the people, Samuel was a very faithful worker.
到撒母耳到他年老的时候呢
，And so Samuel in his old age,
他现在告诉百姓一件很重要的事实。
He tells the people a very important message.
百姓他们犯罪了。
that the people have sinned.
他们现在要怎么样从这个犯罪的事实里面去回转？
And how they can turn back from their sin.
为什么他们会犯罪？
And also why they have sinned.
犯罪之后他们应该要怎么解决？
And how to, what to do after they have sinned.
他们一定不能够让这个错误继续的持续下去。
They cannot let the sin and the wrong to continue.
现在撒母耳作为一个人跟人、人跟神之间的一个代言人的角色，他尽他最后的努力，要让百姓回转。
And in his last effort, he wants to have the people turn back to God.
所以撒母耳记上哈，从第八章开始。
Actually, from 1 Samuel chapter 8.
这个就一直在记载，当时候神的选民要求立一个王这个过程。
It talks about the process of how the people ask for a king.
当时候第八章的第一节就说哈，撒母耳他年老的时候，他立他的儿子做士师。
In chapter 8, verse 1, it says, Now it came to pass when Samuel is old that he made his son judges over Israel.
可是他的儿子呢，跟他不一样。
However, his sons were different from him.
第三节特别说哈，他这两个儿子是贪图财力的，收受贿赂的，屈枉正直的。
And in verse 3, it tells that his sons turned aside after dishonest gain, took bribes, and perverted justice.
因为他们没有遵照他们的父亲所留下的这个榜样。
Because they did not follow in the example of their father.
所以他这两个儿子让以色列人觉得，如果再继续由他们两个来管理百姓，他们可能没有前途了。
And so these two sons, let the elders and the people of Israel felt that if they continue, then they would lead them to destruction.
所以第五节，八章五节就说哈，你儿子不行你的道，现在哈，为我们立一个王来治理我们，像列国一样吧。
So in verse 5, they said to him, Look, you are old and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations.
那这个时候第六节啊，撒母耳听到这样一个提议的时候，就不喜悦他们，说。要立一个王治理我们，他就觉得这个跟他儿子扮演的角色，士师来审判案件的这个角色是不一样的。
And however, this displeased Samuel because the role of a judge is different from being a king.
他们现在是要求要立一个王啊，第五节是说你要立一个王给我们治理我们啊。
And so, in verse 5 it says that they wanted a king to judge them.
但其实撒母耳本身他所扮演的角色，从头到尾都不是当王的。
And however, for Samuel, from beginning to end, he was never the king.
他一直都是像一个老仆人一样在服侍众人的。
He was like a servant, faithful servant that was serving the people.
他要审断百姓的这些案件，真的是很辛苦啊。
And for him to judge all the things of the people was very difficult.
他所得到的这些报偿，其实也就是在百姓来献祭的时候留给他这些祭物，然后百姓奉献给他所得到的生活而已。
And his repayment for his work was only whatever is left over from what is the people offered to.
从头到尾，撒母耳都不是当王的身份。
From beginning to end, Samuel was never had a role of a king.
他的儿子，他这两个儿子要扮演角色，也不是当王的。
And for his two sons, their role was also not as a king.
可是他们现在说，你的两个儿子跟你不一样，我们不要他们继续来做士师，我们需要立一个王来治理我们，像列国一样。
And so, however, the people tell them, your sons do not walk in your ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations.
如果从这一段信息看起来，好像是这个问题是撒母耳本身嘛。
And however, so from this statement, it seems like the problem is from Samuel.
因为撒母耳你没有教养你的孩子，他们不行你的道，所以他们跟你不一样。
So saying that Samuel, you didn't teach your sons well, and so they didn't follow in your ways.
所以我们现在不需要你两个儿子来做事师了。
So now we don't need your sons to be judges.
我们需要一个王。
We need a king.
所以你现在要为我们立一个王啊。
So now make us a king.
这个时候你看撒母耳他听到了，他觉得他很失望。
However, so when Samuel heard this, he was greatly displeased.
这个时候撒母耳我们看到他作为一个忠心的仆人，他的反应很重要。
And so we can see Samuel as a faithful servant, what his reaction was very
important. 你看，如果是我们的话，我们听到这样的话，让我们不喜欢，后来我们就话就讲回去了。
For us, when we hear this, very easily, we might just respond very quickly to it.
你们到底有没有良心呢？
Are you not compassionate?
撒母耳可以讲很多话去 让百姓住口说他们求立王是错误的。
Samuel can say many things to the people to tell them that to have a king is wrong.
因为他们所讲的，他们所要求的跟事实上是不合，是两件事情。
Because what they ask for is different from a judge.
所以这个时候，百姓提出这个立王的要求，用撒母耳两个儿子的表现，事实上只是一个障眼法而已。
And so for the people to say that they want a king using the excuse of Samuel's sons.
他们两个儿子不好、啊。
Is that his sons are bad?
这个只是一个表面的理由。
This is only a superficial reason.
但是他真正的动机不是这样子的。
But the real motive is not this.
其实当时候撒母耳一听，他就知道了。
How, because once Samuel heard it, he knew this.
所以你看撒母耳，他就直接跟神祷告。
So Samuel prayed to the Lord.
这我们看到一个真正有属灵智慧的领导人，他碰到问题的第一个反应。一定是跟神祷告。
And so we can see for a faithful worker of the Lord, the first reaction that they do is to pray.
你看，当撒母耳跟神祷告的时候，神就跟他说了。
And so once Samuel prayed to the Lord, then the Lord said to Samuel.
看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
神对撒母耳说：“百姓向你说的一切话，你只管依从，因为他们不是厌弃你，乃是厌弃我，不要我做他们的王。”
7. The Lord said to Samuel, "Heed the voice of the people in all that they say to you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me that I should not reign over them."
所以他们求立王真正的动机，事实上是他们不希望再由神来带领他们的。
So for them to say that, for the people to say that they want a king, is that they don't no longer want God to lead them anymore.
他们需要能够跟列国一样，有一个人在他们中间做王来管辖他们。
They want to be like other nations to have a king to be there to lead them.
那所以神就说了第八节。
So God says in verse 8,
其实自从我领他们出埃及到如今，他们常常都是离弃我，侍奉别神的。而现在他们向你所行的，是照他们素来所行的。
8, according to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them out of Egypt, even to this day with which they have forsaken me and served other gods, so they are doing to you also.
那所以真正的原因就是他们素来就是不愿意顺从神。
And so the real reason is that they are unwilling to obey God.
常常都是要离开神的这个带领。
And they want to depart from the guidance of God.
好了，现在撒母耳他的这个家庭给他们留下一个机会，用这个做借口要来要求立个王。
So Samuel's family situation allowed for the people to have an excuse to have a king.
好了，那神就特别跟撒母耳说，你但是。你现在依从他们的要求立王，可是要警戒他们立王之后的结果是什么
？And so the Lord says, tell Samuel that you can give them a king. However, you have to warn them what it mean. Well, the consequence will be.
好了，所以从第十一节到第十八节呢，就一直在讲立王之后你们的下场是什么，很苦了。
And from verse 11 to verse 18 talks about the consequences of having a king, and it is very bitter.
本来是服侍神献祭，然后到神面前来献礼物，这个都很简单呐、
啊。And before they had just had to offer and bring their offerings to the Lord, this was very simple.
他们很自由啊。
They were very free.
但是现在有王之后就不一样了。
However, once there is a king, then it is very
different. 接下来你们就当奴隶了。
Then they will become slaves.
什么都要服侍这个王了。
Whatever they do, they have to serve this king.
他又有权柄，你们什么一句话都不能说了。
That he has authority, and the people aren't able to say anything.
啊。那时候你们再来哀求神的时候，神就不听了啦。
And at that time, when the people cry out to the Lord will not listen to them.
因为是你们自己的王，你们自己的兄弟来欺压你们，那还有什么话讲呢
？Because it is your own brother that is suppressing you. What can you say?
因为以前是外族人来压迫你们，让你们受苦，那你们哀求神，神就为你们出面呢。
So because before it were foreign leaders that suppressed them, but now it's their own people.
所以第十八节、哦、神就特别话讲在前面了。那时候你们必因为所选的王哀求神，神却不应允你们了。
And so in verse 18, conclusion is that, and you will cry out in that day because of your king whom you have chosen for yourselves. The Lord will not hear you in that day.
求立王之后，那个结果是很悲惨的。
So for them to have after requesting for a king, can see that the conclusion is very sad.
可是十九节，百姓不肯听撒母耳的话。
However, in verse 19, you can see the people refuse to obey the voice of Samuel.
他说：“不然，我们一定要一个王治理我们。”
Said no, but we will have a king over us.
20节说，使我们像列国一样，有王治理我们，统管统领我们， 为我们征战。
20. That we may also may be like all the nations that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles.
这个时候你看百姓的心已经硬了。
You can see at this point the people's heart has been hardened.
已经没有办法再去分辨说哦这一件要求下去的结果会是什么？他们已经没有办法去判断。
And they're unable to differentiate the difficulty of the result of what will happen to them.
当时候他们真的是像瞎眼一样的。
Before they were really like blind.
神所讲的这些警告绝对是真的了。
Because all the warning of God has to be true.
可是他们就是要一直执意要顺着他们自己的心意。
However, they first wanted to follow their own will.
好了，神就跟撒母耳说，就依从他们吧，照他们心念啊，一件一件事情来做吧。
And so the Lord said to Samuel, "Heed their voice and make them a king."
好，从第九章开始。
So from chapter 9 on,
就看这个立王的过程是怎么进行的。
Can see the process of choosing a king.
好，第九章就出现扫罗这个人物了。
In chapter 9, Saul appears.
那时候，那第十六九章十六节。
In chapter 9, verse 16.
哦，十七节，对不起。
Verse 17.
撒母耳看见扫罗的时候，神就对他说：“看哪、啊，这个人就是我对你所说的，他必治理我的民。”
17. So when Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said to him, "This, there he is, the man whom I spoke to you. This one shall reign over my people."
所以这个要来做王治理百姓的这个人选是神选的。
And so this person who was to reign over the people was chosen by God.
好，那当时候要高立扫罗做王，有些人不服的。
And at the time when they anointed Saul as king, some people were not happy with this.
虽然扫罗他人高马大，在众人中间呢、啊，高出一个头，很突出。
Even though Saul was a head taller than all the other people,
一表人才。
And he was very
很英俊潇洒。
Very
又很高。
Brave and tall.
在众人当中很容易就被看出来这个人不一样。
And very easily you can see that this person is different.
那其实我们看到一开始的扫罗也非常的谦卑啊。
We can see in the beginning Saul was very humble.
他也知道自己，哎呀，我们家是那个便雅悯支派最小的支派，差一点都那个支派被灭掉了，这个支派怎么有资格去统管这个这么多百姓呢？
And he knew that his family was the smallest clan.And the tribe of Benjamin, how can such a small a person from such a small family rule the entire nation?
So he 一直觉得他不配。
So he thought himself unworthy.
所以他当时候众人要找他的时候躲起来了，他不敢承担这个责任。
So when the people sought to look for him, he hid himself because he was afraid of this responsibility.
当时候其实有些人是反对扫罗当王的。
However, at the time, there are people that were against Saul becoming king.
第十章的二十七节啊。
In chapter 10, verse 27. 圣
经说有些匪徒啊，这人怎么能救我们呢？
And says some rebel says, "How can this man save us?"
他们就藐视他。
So they despised him.
他们要送他礼物，说他当王这个大日子，连一个礼物也不送，就是。不理他。
And they brought him no presents, and so they didn't ignore them.
那这个时候，你看扫罗他没有理会这些人对他的藐视哦。
And at this time, Saul didn't immediately respond to their despise.
他就没有讲话了。
He didn't speak.
好了，现在到第十一章，神就给扫罗一个机会，去证明他自己去处理危机的能力了。
In chapter 11, God gives Saul an opportunity to take care of the crisis.
所以第十一章就是一个事件，真的去展现出扫罗他面对危机，他组织百姓，以及他是怎么样积极去消除这个危机的这个作为。
And so in chapter 11 shows how Saul is able to take care of this crisis.
所以后来你看扫罗就正式登基 当王。
And so after this whole incident, then Saul is confirmed as king.
第十五节。
In verse 15.
十一章十五节，你看众百姓现在到基甲神面前，你看那在那个在神面前，扫罗被立为王。
So in chapter 11, verse 15, before the people at Gilgal, they made Saul king.
那时候扫罗跟以色列众人都大大欢喜。
Then all the people there and Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced greatly.
所以那个时候，你看整个百姓，他们觉得说，哇，他们选对人了，这个是太好了。
And so at this point, in time, all the Israelites all thought they had chosen the right person.
这件立王选出扫罗当王这件事情，表面上是让大家非常欢喜的事实啊。
And so the choosing of Saul to become king was something that was very great.
你看众人献平安祭一起同享啊，都是。 在神面前吃喝快乐的。
And they offered peace offerings, and they were rejoicing before the Lord.
那众人看到扫罗这个时候，对他的观感就不一样了。哇，这个人好。
And so their feeling towards Saul was that, wow, this person is great.
你如果从整个百姓当时的心看来，他们认为扫罗这个就是合他们心意，他们想要的就是这样的一个人物来带领他们征战，打胜仇敌。
And so we can see that Saul really fulfilled what the people's heart wanted, a person who would battle for them and rule over them.
但是只有扫罗他自己最知道这个胜利是怎么来的。
However, only Saul knew where did this victory come from.
百姓他们只是看到结果，哇，那个他们那个把那个亚门人都打败了。
Because the people only saw the result that they had defeated the Ammonites.
圣经特别在第十一章的第六节说，是神的灵大大感动扫罗。
However, in chapter 11, verse 6, we can see that it's the Spirit of God that came upon Saul.
所以让扫罗他有一个决心，要带领百姓去对抗亚门人。
That moved him to go against the Ammonites.
然后呢，也是神的灵在运作，让百姓都会惧怕，会听扫罗的指示，跟随他对抗敌人。
And it's also on the Spirit of God that moved the people to listen to Saul to defeat the enemy.
所以众人那么多人33万的这个军队像一个人一样。
So that all the 330,000 people all were able to fight as one man.
我说因着神的那个介入，所以他们这个胜利真的是完全的胜利了。
And so we can see that the victory was really a complete victory.
没有看到他们有伤亡。
They didn't see that they had a king.
没有人死啊。
Oh, it doesn't say that anyone has died.
这个亚门人通通被赶散了。
However, the Ammonites were chased out.
当时候的扫罗，你看这么样的谦卑。
You can see Saul was so humble at the time.
他知道是神施行拯救的日子，不可以杀人。
He knew that it was the day of the Lord, and so they did not kill anyone.
当时候百姓都有人说，那些藐视扫罗人。叫出来把他杀了吧。
And they even there are people that said to call out those people who looked down on Saul to kill them.
扫罗说不行不行，这个时候不行。
Saul said, "Do not do this."
因为是神在以色列当中施行拯救。
Because the Lord is the one who saves.
我们看到扫罗他这个时候是何等谦卑。
So we can see how humble Saul was at the time.
他真的是敬畏神。
He really feared the Lord.
所以看到这样的一个人，哇，大家欢喜，哇，这个人当下当王，太好了。
And to see this type of person become king, the people rejoice.
但是事实上，在他们这个很欢喜的时候，
but the truth is, in this time of rejoicing,
其实撒母耳的心情是非常沉重的。
Samuel had a very heavy heart.
因为他知道这真正的原因在哪，真他们事实上是犯了大罪了。
But because he knew that actually the people had committed a great sin.
我们看第十二章。
Let's look at chapter 12.
这个时候，撒母耳他最后在要死之前，这是一篇。他最后对全体以色列百姓最后的告白。
And so this is Samuel's
最后的演说了。
Samuel's farewell address to the people at the end of his life.
第十二章第一节哈。
Chapter 12, verse 1.
他说：“你们向我所求的，我已经应允的，为你们立了一个王。”
Now Samuel said to all Israel, "Indeed, I have heeded your voice in all that you said to me, and have made a king over you."
你们所要求的，你们的声音我都听到了。
And all that you have asked, I have heard.
我现在照你们的要求立一个王给你们的。
According to your request, I have given you a king.
好了，现在这个王在你们面前行。
Now this king is walking before you.
也就是说，这个王现在带领他们进出去征战，然后去带领这个国家去更强盛。
And so the king will lead them into battle and to make the nation prosperous.
好了，现在我已经年老发白，我现在。他说：“我的儿子在你们这里，我从幼年直到今日，都在你们前面行的。”
Says I am old and gray-headed, and look, my sons are with you. I have walked before you from my childhood to this day.
所以第十二章一开头的第一节到第五节呢，其实这是撒母耳他本身有关于他个人要是怎么样服侍神的一个榜样的一个写照。
And so actually, from verse 1 to 5.Right, verse 1 to 5, it describes the model of what Samuel did as a worker of God.
撒母耳他要强调的是说，今天你们要求立王，不是因为我不适任做领导人的结果。
And he wanted to tell them that the reason why you want a king is not because of the result of his actions.
也就是说，他并不是一个不忠心的仆人。
And it's to say that he is not an unfaithful worker.
他反过来，他是非常忠心，非常诚实的。
Rather, he is a faithful servant and very honest.
他从幼年到现在年老的时候，整个一生所走的路，你们大家都看得很清楚，他是怎么做事的。
So from his youth until his old age, it's very clearly how he has served.
所以他要强调的是说，今天你们要立王这件事情跟他本身有任何的。有任何的这个缺失是没有关系。
And so he wants to make it very clear that the reason why they want a king versus and his own action are different.
所以他说，你们在众人面前现在做见证，如果我有欺侮过谁，有贪图过什么样的财物，你们只管提出来吧。
And so that's why he says, if there is for anyone to testify against him, if he has taken an ox or donkey or whom he has cheated.
这众人都说没有，真的没有。
And all the people say, you have not cheated us.
也就是说，现在撒母耳他现在要把这个领导的这个权柄交给扫罗王的时候。
And so we can see that Samuel is passing on this leadership role to Saul.
他要让众人明白一件事情，不是因为撒母耳这个人，因为老了，这个脑筋不清楚，又贪心的，所以不得不立一个王来接续他。
And that it was not because Samuel was old and that he had an unclear mind that they did not want him anymore.
不是，他是公义正直的。
Rather, he is righteous and true.
他是真的充满爱心在教导百姓的。
And he is really loving and teaching the people.
好了，接下去，撒母耳就跟他们提醒过去所发生过的历史。
Then Samuel then reminds them the history of what has happened.
第六节到第十三节
，from verse 6 to 13，
这就是撒母耳回顾这些列祖他们的历史所留下的这个痕迹，他们所走过倚靠神的痕迹。
Samuel recalls the history of how the people of God has relied on the Lord in the past.
因为他们被外族欺负这件事情不是新鲜事。从以前到现在都是这样子。
Because the fact that they have been oppressed by their enemies, this is not something new. It has happened before in their history.
他们是从出埃及的时候，在埃及的时候就已经是被压迫的。
Even in the time of their time in Egypt, they were already oppressed.
那时候他们很苦的时候，你看众百姓就是呼求神，神啊救我们。
And it is in their in oppression that they called out to the Lord to save them.
结果神就为他们立的这些领导人，像摩西、亚伦这些领导人带他们出埃及的。
And so it is then that God raised up the leaders like Moses and Aaron to bring them out of Egypt.
所以第八节他们就说，你看在埃及的时候，你们列祖呼求神，神就听他们的呼求。
And that's why in verse 8 that your fathers cried out to the Lord, and the Lord sent Moses.
对，神就为他们兴起这些领导人，带他们离开埃及的，不是吗？
And so that God sent these leaders to lead them out of Egypt.
然后现在经过这么多的旅程，把你们带到这个迦南地来生活了。
And after this long journey, brought them to the land of Canaan to dwell.
好了，进了迦南地之后，第九节说你们忘记神。
However, in verse 9, after being brought to the land of Canaan, they forgot about the Lord.
你们忘记神之后，神就把你们交在敌人的手上了。
And so because they forgot about the Lord, he sold them into the hands of their enemies.
你看撒母耳就把这个士师时代的历史，就一给他们做一个很简单的这个回顾。
And so here Samuel very quickly goes through the history in the time of the judges.
那他们在被外族欺负的时候怎么办？他们还是一样呼求神。
And that, however, in their time of oppression, they cry out to the Lord.
第十节，他们就呼求神说：“啊，我们离弃神，神啊，我们有罪了。”
In verse 10, it says they cried out to the Lord and said, "We have sinned."
求你救我们脱离仇敌的手。
Can you please save us or deliver us from the hand of our enemy?
然后接下去，你看他们一呼求神，哎，神就又差遣了这些不同的领导人，这些士师来拯救他们了。
And when they cry out to the Lord, then the Lord will send various judges to lead them.
第十一节那里提到了这个士师哈。
In verse 11 talks about various judges.
神就差遣耶路巴利，这个就指的是基甸。
And so first, the Lord sent Jerubbabel, who is Gideon.
那个比但。
And Bidan?
Bidan 应该就是巴拉的，应该是巴拉的比物，就是因为他提到的是那个西西拉的这个人啊，夏所王西西拉这个将军的时代。
This Bidan should be Barak because it's talking about the time of Sisera, the commander.
因为他这一段里面都在讲士师。
these in this period of time, it's all talking about judges.
因为在士师记里面没有比但这个人物。
Because in the book of Judges, there's not the character of 比但。
但是有巴拉这个人物。
But there's Barak.
所以这个比但很有可能就是巴拉。
And so it's very possible for this Bedan to be Barak.
你们列祖呼求神的时候，神就派了这些士师来拯救。救你们脱离视为仇敌的手，然后他们就又能安然居住了。
And so, the Lord, after they delivers them from their enemies, after the people have cried out to Him.
所以这一段历史呢，在说明一个事实。
And so this history shows us this truth.
他们其实只要愿意呼求神，神就会拯救，神就会派人来的。
That if they're willing to call on the Lord, then the Lord will send someone to deliver them.
现在这一段。撒母耳指出真正的原因，他们为什么要立王呢
？And so here, Samuel brings out the real reason why they want to have a king.
第十二节
，verse 12，
他说：“你们见亚门人的王拿辖要来攻击你们，就对我说：‘我们一定要一个王治理我们。’其实主你们的神是你们的王。
12. And when you saw that Nahash, king of the Ammonites, came against you, you said to me, 'No, but a king shall reign over us.' When the Lord your God was your king.
其实亚门人的王这个拿辖。其实他 并不是一个 很强大的敌人呢。
When Nahash, the king of the Ammonites, actually was not a very strong enemy.
亚门人这个国度对百姓来说，在耶夫他当士师的时候，曾经压迫过以色列一段时间。
And so for the Ammonites, they in a period of time, in the time of Jephthah, they had been oppressed by them.
但是经过神的这个拯救，他们这个亚门人也被制服了。
However, through God's deliverance, then the Ammonites were cast out.
那这个现在第十一章他提到这个亚门人的王拿辖这个人。
However, in verse 12, talks about Nahash, king of the Ammonites.
表示说，哎，这个亚门的王他先来压迫以色列百姓。
So that we could see that this king has come to oppress the Israelites.
那接下去呢，他就跑到约旦河东去欺负那个基列亚比人。
And so, and after that, they he left.
到约旦河东去了。
Oh, and he went to the east of Jordan.
哦，这个就是那个基Jebus， 就是在第一节哈，第一节那里，这个亚比是一个城市，在基列地的亚比城。
And that they went to Jebus.Jebesh, which is a city in east of Jordan.
好啊，那当时这个王，你如果看第十一章，发现这个王，这个拿辖这个王，基本上哈很自大，哎，没有准备。
So we can see that the Nahash, this king, did not properly prepare.
但其实你看扫罗王，扫罗当王的时候，就把这个王打败了。
And so Saul was able to defeat this king.
但是在第十二章所讲的这个拿辖来欺负以色列百姓。是在第十一章这个事情之前的。
And so when in this verse, this actually happened before the events in chapter 11.
当时候百姓他面对这个敌人的攻击。
Because at the time the people encountered the attack of the enemy.
就是亚门人，这个也不是很强大的那个仇敌啊。
Which is the Ammonites, which is actually not a very strong enemy.
其实真正一直身为以色列选民的。那个身负大患就是那个非利士人。
However, their greatest enemy actually are the Philistines.
亚门人其实是小角色。
Actually, the Ammonites are just a very small matter.
可是这个时候的百姓哦，他们却心不一样了。
However, at the time, the heart of the people was different.
面对这个王的攻击的时候，他们跟撒母耳说：“我们一定要一个王来治理我们。
”And however, faced when that with the attack from this king, they tell Samuel that we must have a king.
当时候撒母耳他所提出的话是说，过去你们的列祖曾经遇到劣势的情形，都是很多仇敌来攻打他们呢。
And so Samuel brings up the point that in the past there are so many different enemies that have attacked.
可是他们都是靠神呼求神，神就拯救他们，不是吗？
That they just call on the Lord and the Lord delivers them.
但是这一次面对这个王的攻击，你们为什么一定要去立一个王呢？
However, when you're faced with this the attack from this king, why must you ask for a king?
他说：“其实神就是你们的王啊。”
When the Lord your God is your king.
好，第十三节。
In verse 13.
好了，你们现在执意要这个王，现在这个王在你们这里了。
So now, therefore, here is the king whom you have chosen.
神为你们立了一个王。
God has given you a king.
所以在这一段历史上，他撒母耳提出来。过去你们的祖先是怎么样面对危机的？你们现在竟然是选择不一样的路。
And so, so Samuel brings up how the people of the past have what they did when they faced difficulty. They don't want God to be king over them, to reign over them.
为什么在第八章, 神说, 他们是离弃我, 不是离弃撒母耳。
And that is why God says in chapter 8 that, God, that the people have forsaken God and not Samuel.
所以, 接下去你看, 从第12章的第14节开始,
and that's why from chapter 12, verse 14 onwards,
那个时候撒母耳他提出一个真正的忠告是不管有没有王的时候都要遵守的原则。
So Samuel brings out a principle that they, the people must hold on to no matter whether or not there is a king.
顺从神的命令才是真正得救的保证。
That to keep the commandment of the Lord is the way to salvation.
不管有没有王来带领你们都没有关系的。
Doesn't matter whether there is a king or not to reign over you or not.
要让神的手来攻击敌人，或者是来攻击自己的百姓，就看你们怎么来听从神的话而已了。
Whether the hand of the Lord will be against the enemies or against the people, it all depends on them.
如果他们愿意敬畏神，
if they're willing to fear the Lord,
能够侍奉他，
and to serve them,
愿意听从他的话， 不违背他的命令，
and to listen to the word and not forsake their commandments,
那这个时候你们跟你们的王都会平安没事。
Then the people and the king will not encounter difficulty.
只要你们愿意顺从神， 这个就是最高原则。
As long as you're able to fear and obey the Lord, that is the highest principle.
但是第15节说， 如果你们不听从神呢？
However, in verse 15, if they do not obey the voice of the Lord,
你要违背他的命令， 最后神的手就伸出来攻击你们了。
Then you rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then the hand of the Lord will be against you.
所以接下去第16节， 撒母耳就跟他们肯定地说一件事。
So in verse 16, Paul tells the people.
是撒母耳。
Oh, Samuel tells the people.
神在你们面前要行一件大事。
That the Lord will do a great work before your eyes.
第17节,
in verse 17,
在这个很干旱的季节里面, 神要打雷下雨,
that in this dry season, the Lord will send thunder and rain.
也就是说给你们一个很清楚的记号,
so this is a very clear sign.
让你们知道又看出你们求立王的事情在神面前是犯了大罪,
to show and, them that for them to ask for a king is a great sin before the Lord.
所以这个记号呢, 让百姓, 哇, 通通惧怕神了。
And so it's this sign that made all the people fear the Lord.
第18节, 真的在这个不可能下雨的季节里面, 竟然打雷下雨。
So in verse 18, actually, so in the time when there was no rain, there was thunder and rain.
所以大家都惧怕神, 也怕撒母耳了。
And so all the people greatly fear the Lord and Samuel.
那这个时候, 你看, 最后第19节,
in verse 19,
这个是众民对撒母耳, 他们, 承认他们犯罪的事实。
So the people admit to Samuel that they have sinned.
他们这段话也就是撒母耳提出来他们要怎么样从犯罪的这个事实里面回转的关键。
And so this is when Samuel talks about how they can turn from their sins.
当时候撒母耳他很尊重很忠心于他自己的职分。
So Samuel at the time very took his role very seriously.
他告诉他们他要做什么。
He tells them what he will do.
他也提醒百姓，你们应当要选择什么。
He also tells people what, how they, what choice they should make.
你们所选择的会决定将来你们这个你们的国家跟你们的王会有什么下场。
Because their choice will make have a will influence what will happen to them and their king.
这个时候的撒母耳，他真的是凭爱心说实话。
So Samuel speaks the truth in love.
他告诉百姓，你们现在真的是犯大罪了。
Tells the people that you have committed a great sin.
这是一个他们失败的事实。
This is really that they area where they have failed.
他们真正的内心是他们不愿意再听从神，让神来带领。
Because in their heart, they no longer wanted the Lord to lead them.
他们所讲的所有的理由都是表面的。
All of their excuses are all superficial.
真正的问题是他们的心离开了神。
It's in the truth is that their heart has already departed from the Lord.
现在撒母耳给他们提出了几个非常重要的忠告。
And so Samuel brings up some important warnings.
这些就成为他们是否能够存活的关键了。And
this becomes whether or not they will be able to stay or not.
我们先看第二十节。
Let's look at verse 20.
二十节。
Verse 20. Then Samuel said to the people, "Do not fear. You have done all this wickedness. Yet you do not turn aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart."
当时候的百姓他们已经知道说，我们现在求立王是罪上加罪哦。
And so the people at the time already knew that ask for a king is to be commit sin.
可是我们如果注意看哈。
However, if we look closely,
当时候百姓众民对撒母耳说哈，他说，撒母耳，拜托你为我们祷告。
And the people asked Samuel to pray for them.
他们的祈求有没有错？
It was their request wrong.
看起来是很好啊。
Looks like it is right.
但是如果我们仔细想一想，
But if we look at it even more closely,
如果我们知道我们自己是犯了大罪，得罪神，而且是罪上加罪。
If we know that we have committed sin and we have sinned against the Lord,
我们会有的第一个反应是什么？
What is your first reaction?
难道是叫别人你帮我祷告？
Would it be your first reaction to ask someone to pray for you?
让我这个犯的罪没事。
To ask them to know that your sin will have no consequence.
还是我们会马上的伏在神面前认罪悔改，说神啊，我错了。
Or will you fall before the Lord and ask God for forgiveness?
要从这个罪回转，不是有没有人为我们祷告的问题。
And so for a person to turn back from sin, it is not an issue of having someone pray for you.
而是在我们认清这个事实之后，我们的作为是什么？
It's rather after we know we have done wrong, what is our action?
我们会选择什么样的反应？
What reaction or choice do we make?
当时候其实百姓他们所做的要求是不切实际的。
So actually, the people at the time, what they did was not.
他们还是一直想要有撒母为他们祷告就好。
All they wanted was for Samuel to pray for them.
可是撒母给他们的忠告不是这样子。
But Samuel's warning was not about this.
真正能够让他们回头的是他们要做什么样的选择。
That what is really will allow them to return is what choice that they will make.
是不是愿意回头归向神？回到神的正路来。
Will they be willing to make the choice to return back?
是不是愿意来听从神？
Or are they willing to return and obey the Lord?
如果他们不愿意听从神，回转到他的正路来。
They're not willing to return back to the Lord.
他们如果继续作恶，得罪神。
If they continue in their wickedness to sin against God.
最后他们一定是灭亡的。
Then they, for sure it will lead to their destruction.
那所以这个时候，撒母耳给他们提出的这一番忠告，就是我们今天要得到的最重要的教导。
And so this warning from Samuel is actually the most important teaching that we need to learn today.
第二十节
，verse 20，
撒母耳对百姓说：“不要惧怕。”
Says, "Do not fear."
不要惧怕，表示说这个撒母耳他作为一个作为一个先知祭司哦，他给百姓看到一个希望。
And so for Samuel as a prophet and priest.He tells his people, gives his people this hope.
因为撒母耳他知道神的心意。
Because he knows the heart of God.
所以他让百姓了解说，你们所犯的罪，其实还没有到了不可挽回的地步，还有可以回头的机会的。
He lets the people know that their sin is not to the end, that there's time for them to turn back.
不要惧怕，要接下来做什么
？And do not fear, but what they do next.
他说，你们虽然行了这个恶，却不要偏离神。
You have done all this wickedness, yet do not turn aside from following the Lord.
那个撒母耳跟百姓很明确的指出，你们现在是做了大恶了，这个一个事实。
So Samuel tells the people very clearly that you have done this great wickedness.
这个事实是不可以狡辩的，你们不要再去拿什么那么理由冠冕堂皇理由说撒母耳你的儿子做的不好，所以我们要立王。
So this is a great wickedness that they cannot use. There's no excuse for it.
是你们自己本身心里面离开神的。
And it's because their heart has departed from the Lord.
这是一个大恶，是犯大罪的。
This is a great wickedness and a great evil.
要承认。
You have to admit it.
那所以今天呢，一个真正有属灵的眼光的领导人。
So someone who is a spiritual leader.
真的有爱心，要让百姓回头的。
First, that really has love and wants the people to return.
他一定要凭爱心说出实话。
They have to speak the truth out of love.
如果是犯罪，就是事实。
If it's sin, then you have to say it.
这不能够掩盖的。
This is not something that you can hide from.
一定要先承认。
You need to first admit it.
之后回到神的正路来，这才是解决之道。
And then come back to the right path.
而不是把它盖起来说没事了。
It's not just to cover it up, saying that nothing is wrong.
这就是我们今天每一个人要诚实面对自己的一个做法。
And this is something that for every one of us, what we need to do for ourselves.
那接下来呢？你看撒母耳说，不要再偏离神了。
And so it says, Samuel says, "Do not depart from the Lord."
也就是说，正确的方向要从这个失败当中回转的正确方向，就是不可以自暴自弃，继续偏离神。
So after understanding that you have this wickedness, then you need to turn back to the Lord.
要从这个失败当中回转的唯一条路，就是要转向神，走上他的正路来。
To turn back from failure is that you need to go back to the right path of God.
所以先知的信息一直都是一致的。
And so, and the message of the prophets are all the same.
比如说我们看撒迦利亚书。
Let's look at Zechariah.
撒迦利亚书第一章。
Zechariah chapter 1.
第一章。
Zechariah chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第二节的哈
，Verse two，
神曾经向你们列祖大大发怒。
Verse two， the Lord has been very angry with your fathers。
第三节，你们要对以色列人这样说：万军的神如此说，你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
Three， therefore say to them， thus says the Lord of hosts， return to me， says the Lord of hosts， and I will return to you。
所以其实是人要先主动的要转向神。
So the first thing that man has to do is to return to God。
神就转向。
Then God will return to us。
那所以人如果不要继续偏离神。
So if we do not want to further stray away from the Lord,
其实神永远都给人一个机会。
God actually always gives us a chance.
这是为什么撒母耳跟百姓说不要再偏离神了。
So that is why Samuel tells people to not depart from the Lord.
要赶快回头，不要自暴自弃哦。
You need to hurry and turn back.
好，那接下来呢
？Next.
他说，如果你继续偏离神，会有什么结果
？He tells him that if you continue to turn away from the Lord, then there will be the fallen consequences.
十二章二十一节
，in verse 21,
你们如果偏离，然后去顺从那不能救人的虚神是无益的。
Do not, for then you will go after empty things which cannot profit.
也就是说，如果今天你不回转向这个真神，再去跟随偶像，再去做那些没有意义的事，最后会有什么好处呢？
And so telling the people that if they continue to worship idols.Then at the end, it will be empty and for nothing.
那这个时候，你看撒母耳他作为一个神的仆人呢，他很明确的告诉百姓神的心意。
So as the servant of the Lord, Samuel tells the people very clearly the heart of God.
第二十二节
，verse 22，
他说神喜悦选你们做他的子民，他就必因他的大名不撇弃你们。
For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake.
也就是说，其实神他绝对不会主动的去。离弃他的自己的选民。
And so it tells us that the Lord will not forsake his people.
神已经，你看他特别从外面当中选出这一群属他的人。
And from all the people of the earth, he chose this people to be his people.
神用他大能的手来带领这些百姓。你看，经过这么千辛万苦进入这个应许地，建立起这个国度。
And using his great hand, he delivered his people from Egypt into this land.
那现在神岂会因为你们现在一个错误，然后就放弃你们不要了吗
？And the Lord will not forsake them for one mistake that they have made.
所以他现在一直提出，神为了他的名的荣耀的问题，他绝对不会主动离弃他的百姓的。
So for his name's great name's sake, the Lord will not forsake his people.
除非百姓自己要离弃神。
Unless the people themselves want to forsake,
所以百姓你要做一个很明确的决定抉择。
And so the people have to make a very important choice.
你是要继续的来敬畏神，来服侍神呢
？Do you continue to fear the Lord and serve Him?
还是你就要放弃偏离神，然后去走自己的路，继续作恶呢
？Or do you forsake God and walk on your own path?
那最后会有什么结果？
And what are the consequences?
这个撒母耳都讲得非常清楚。
Samuel speaks this very clearly.
他让百姓可以有一个根据来做选择。
He lets the people have an opportunity to choose.
那至于他说，至于我要做什么
？However, he says, for as for myself.
他作为一个先知，作为一个祭司，他重申他自己的决定。
As a prophet and as a priest, he makes his own choice.
第二十二节、二十三节是很出名的一句话。
In verse 23 is a very important verse.
他说，至于我断不停止为你们祷告，以致得罪神。
Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you.
这个中文读起来好像说，如果撒母耳没有为百姓祷告，百姓就会去得罪神了。
In Chinese, it seems like if Samuel did not pray for them, then the people will sin against God.
其实不是这样子的。
Actually, it's not like this.
是如果撒母耳作为一个先知跟祭司，他如果没有为百姓不断的祷告，他就是在得罪神了。
It's saying that if Samuel, as a prophet and priest of the Lord, if he does not continue to pray for the people, then he would sin against God.
也就是说，神已经托付给撒母耳这样一个职分跟一个角色要扮演。
And so it's because God has given Samuel this role that he must fulfill.
他就好像一个中保站在神跟人之间的。
And he is like a mediator between man and God.
他要不断地为百姓祷告。
He needs to continually pray for the people.
这样他才叫一个忠心的仆人。
So in doing so, he will be a faithful servant.
因为他如果不这样做，他就是得罪神。
Because if he does not do so, then he will sin against God.
他决定他不会再得罪神了。
And he already made the determination not to sin against God.
所以他终其一生就要为百姓祷告。
And so for his whole life, he will pray for the people.
其实当时候的百姓，他们都很清楚扫墓会怎么做的。
And actually, for the people at the time, it was very clear what Samuel would do.
他们也知道扫墨的祷告是非常有功效的。
And they also know that the prayer of Samuel was very effective.
所以，比如你看《扫墓上》第七章啊。
And let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 7.
扫墓记上第七章。
1 Samuel chapter 7.
第八节。
Verse 8.
以色列人对撒母耳说：“愿你不住地为我们呼求主我们的神，救我们脱离非利士人的手。”
Hey, so the children of Israel said to Samuel, "Do not cease to cry out to the Lord our God for us, that He may save us from the hand of the Philistines."
遇到危险的时候，他们都知道要请撒母耳为他们祷告。
Whenever they encounter difficulty, they know to ask Samuel to pray for them.
那撒母耳一祷告之后，结果是什么
？And when Samuel prayed for them, what is the result?
第九节
，Verse 9，
神就应允撒母耳的祷告。
And so Samuel, the Lord answered Samuel's prayer.
所以那个敌人就被打败了。
And so the enemy was defeated.
所以他们就从这个危险中脱离了。
And they were able to be free from this dangerous.
所以真正有效的是撒母耳的祷告。
So the most effective prayer is Samuel's prayer.
所以撒母耳说：“我断不停止为你们祷告。”
So the Samuel says, "I will not sin. I will not cease to pray for you."
然后呢，第十二章的第二十三节说：“他说我。”一定以善道正路指教你们。
And verse chapter 12 verse 23, but I will teach you the good and the right way.
他做两件事情。
He will do two things.
不断的祷告。
Now he will unceasingly pray.
把最正确的正路教导百姓去遵守。
And he will teach the people the right way to go.
但是撒母耳这个就是他能够做的部分而已。
However, for Samuel, that's only the part that he is able to do.
他没有办法去强迫百姓要做什么选择。
He is unable to force the people to make a choice.
最后，这个选择是百姓自己要去做，然后结果自己承担。
Rather, the choice is for the people to make, and they will also have to bear the consequences.
他最后第十二章的二十四节跟他们说
，In chapter 12, verse 24, he says to them,
你们要敬畏神
，Only fear the Lord.
你们要诚诚实实的尽心来侍奉他
，And serve him in truth with all your heart.
你们要常常去想他向你们所行的事是何等大的事
，For consider what great things he has done for you.
这个就是撒母耳提醒百姓要做一个选择。
So this is a reminder from Samuel, for the people to make a choice.
想想看，神之前做过什么大事
？Consider what great things God has done for them already.
侍奉神会有什么好处？
What blessing will they receive in serving the Lord?
敬畏神的表现应该是什么
？What does it look like to fear the Lord?
一定是顺从神的话语。
And to obey the word of the Lord.
最后一定是得福的。
And for sure they will be blessed.
所以听从神必然得胜。
Those who listen to the Lord will be victorious.
你们就能够得到福气。
Then they will receive blessing.
其实有王跟没有王带领你们征战，这个不是重点。
So whether or not there's a king to lead them into battle, that is not the main point.
但第二十五节说，如果你选择继续走你的路
，In verse 25 says, "If you still do wickedly,"
就是你们仍然继续作恶
，If you continue to do wicked,
那说你们跟你们的王必一同灭亡
，You shall be swept away, both you and your king."
撒母耳作为一个忠心的仆人
，Samuel is a faithful servant.
他把他该讲的话讲得非常清楚。
He speaks very clearly the words that he must say.
他把这个机会摆在百姓面前，让他们做选择。
He presents this opportunity as a choice before the people.
我们都知道历史的结果，百姓选择走他们自己的路。
And we can see from the history that the people choose their own path.
但是今天弟兄姐妹，我们看到这样一个事实。
However, for brothers and sisters today, we see this truth in the Bible.
今天，当我们很勇敢的去看待我们失败的过去的时候
，When we look And very clearly about our failures in the past.
你会做什么样的选择呢
？What choice will you make?
愿主耶稣带领我们。
May God guide us.
一起来唱诗。
Let us rise up and sing Him.
366首。
366.